With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's light heavyweight pro, Jaden Eccleston, returns to action this weekend, his first bout since suffering a broken hand late last year. He heads to Santa Marta, Colombia on Saturday, August 15th, to face Jose Diaz Granados as he looks to secure his fifth professional victory. Eccleston says the time away was long, but he's ready to restart his momentum.
It's my first fight back since I had my broken finger. You know, it's been a long time off. The break was good, but I'm ready to get back in the ring. I had a good momentum and then, you know, my hand popped and yeah, we're getting back. So hopefully this weekend we start back the streak, you know, get it live again.
He says the camp has been intense, focused on sparring, speed, strength, and making sure that the hand can withstand fight night power.
We worked on a lot of things in camp. We did a lot of good sparring with the elite youth Cayman boxers, sparring with Christopher Hurlston, that also has a fight upcoming. And we did a lot of running, a lot of speed work, strength work, a lot of bag work also, just to make sure that my hand is good to hit. It's never going to be 100%, but it's definitely good. It's good to hit. It doesn't cause me any pain or too much pain, but it's good. It's nothing that I wouldn't regret fighting or anything. Yeah, what's a little pain? A little pain is nothing when you're chasing a world title or, you know, trying to be a champion. So I'm just looking to have a dominant victory this Saturday.
Once again, the fight is this Saturday, August 15th in Santa Marta, Colombia. Academy Sports Club is gearing up for a major football showcase this week as they host Jamaica Premier League champions Portmore United for a two-match preseason showdown at Academy Field. The event promises top talent, big energy, and one goal, giving local fans a chance to see Cayman's premier team test themselves against one of the Caribbean's strongest clubs. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Portmore United General Manager Ramar Beckford and Academy Sports Club co-founder Virgil Seymour says this event is something special.
I think it's special because of the integration of culture.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing against the champions of Jamaica.
Yes.
And so we're coming to the Cayman Island to really test our skills and just to have a good time. So I think that's the main thing.
I'm going to second that and see what we could learn from Portmore for being consistently over the years 8-time champions.
Yeah.
So that's worth a look and see what we're missing and how we can get a partnership, see how we can get these guys, our guys, up to the national level and playing higher competition football.
Portmore's GM says fans can expect a full family atmosphere at this weekend's match. Beckford says supporters can look forward to good football, flair and food, and plenty of excitement for all ages.
I think it's going to be wonderful for the entire family,
yes,
for the children to see it, and just excitement.
Yes,
I think that's the best thing.
And you know, basically what he said, but you know, our biggest population here is our fellow Jamaicans.
Yes.
So, and I know how they are about the football in Jamaica.
Yes.
So I kind of bring it to them now.
Yeah.
So we're looking for the support, and also they're very patriotic.
Yes.
They support themselves, and we kind of lost that a little bit, mm-hmm, you know, for whatever reason. So coming out and supporting Academy and supporting, you know, and at the end of it, to build from that is what I'm looking forward.
The first match kicked off today at 5:30 p.m., followed by a second showdown on Saturday, August 15th at 5 p.m. Both matches are at Academy Field. Alongside the football action, the event will feature food trucks, kids' five-a-side games, and family-friendly entertainment. Admission is $20, while children under 12 will get in for free. And SEBA is celebrating a landmark weekend for Cayman basketball after the National 3x3 program delivered an unprecedented 5-medal haul across stops 1 and 2 of the U23 3x3 Caribbean Cup. 2 gold, 2 silver, and a bronze. Every Cayman team that stepped onto the court finished on the podium. In stop 1, Cayman's women, Lori Brown, Chantel Wilkes, Bethany Ebanks, and Neandra Forbes Morgan went unbeaten to claim gold. Brown says competing in 3x3 for the first time was a memorable experience.
This is your first shot, your first attempt at 3x3. What has this been like for you?
It's definitely an adjustment from 5-on-5 basketball, just because I'm not used to the 12-second shot clock. I'm used to 30-second shot clock, which is so much less. And also, I'm used to playing with more players on the court. So it's definitely an adjustment, a fast-paced movement. You're always moving. And it's definitely exciting, you know. I do like it a lot, and it's very interesting to play.
So you like it. It's safe to say that you'd like to do this again and represent Cayman?
Yes, definitely represent Cayman.
Awesome. I like this clique that you all have, this team that you guys have in this 3x3 tournament. It's you, Chantel, Beth, and Nini, right? How did the dynamics between you four work?
Well, we all played for Breakfast Cup, shout out Coach Corey. And, well, we've been playing together for, like, years now. Especially me and Chantel. Like, everything basketball came out, we're doing, if we're available to do. So it's definitely, like, we have a bond, a connection. We flow really well. We play great together.
And what about the competition you faced? You faced Bahamas and Jamaica as well today. What was that like for you?
It's definitely exciting to play other Caribbean countries. It was great. It was good. It was hard. It was a fight. But I did really enjoy playing other Caribbean countries.
The men matched that energy. Xavier Miller, Nathaniel Anderson Hurlston, Alwyn Buttram Jr., and Derek Ebanks also ran the table, securing Cayman's first U23 men's 3x3 gold and another milestone for the national program. And Cayman kept rolling into stop two, with both men's and women's teams again going undefeated in round-robin play and advancing to their championship games. The Bahamas, however, made key adjustments after stop one and edged Cayman in both finals, leaving the national teams with silver medals and back-to-back title game appearances. The podium streak didn't stop there. Cayman Storm, Liam Ramon, Griffin McDonald, Joshua Barrett, and Jordan Dyke grabbed bronze, ensuring a perfect medal record for all Cayman teams. Ramon says he loves the 3x3 format and wants to suit up again.
Great game to seal a third place. Before I get to how you feel about that win, I want to ask you, how do you feel about 3x3? Your first time playing, what do you think about it?
Yes, ma'am. It's definitely a very physical game. It takes a toll on you. You know, there's no possessions off. You have to continuously keep fighting. Yes, there's subs, but you have to be your brother's keeper and keep playing with each other because everybody's tired, and that's something that everybody has to understand. So us playing together, this team was kind of put together a little last minute, but at the end of the day, we still made it work. Even though it's not a first place, we're still happy with the result. We played hard. We fought hard. But yeah, overall, as for my first experience for 3-on-3, I love it. It takes a toll on you, but it's definitely something that I would continue to love to represent my country doing.
That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.